From my first day on the production as third assistant director, the lowest of the low, I kept a journal of everything that I observed. I intended to transcribe it when the film was over, but my notes became messy and hard to read, and I simply put the volume away and forgot it. 40 years later, I dug it out and read it again, and it was subsequently published under the title The Prince, The Showgirl, and Me. One episode, however, was not recorded in my diary. For 9 days, in the middle of filming, I made no entries at all. Suddenly, and completely unexpectedly, something happened which was, to me, so dramatic and so extraordinary that it was impossible to include it in my daily chatterings. For a short time, the attention of the major participants, Olivier, Green, and above all Marilyn, seemed to be focused on me. It was as if a spotlight had swung round for no particular reason and singled me out as the hero or villain of the piece. When normal life resumed, I continued to write my diary as before. I made notes on what I had felt had been the key events of those missing days, but that is all. It was not until the filming was over that I could go back and write down what had happened in the form of a letter to the friend for whom I was keeping my journal. This, then, is the story of those missing 9 days. Of course, it goes much further than the letter, but I make no apology for that. The whole episode is still as fresh in my mind as if it had happened yesterday.